Good result for us today here in Dungannon, Mark.
Yeah, super win. As we know, Stangmore's a tough place to come and get 3 points. We know all about Dungannon, and especially on their home pitch and wee tight ground, and it was going to be down to a battle, really, and thankfully we've come out on top.
Game of two halves, we were especially good in the second half, weren't we?
Yeah, I think we all know ourselves, basically coming in at half time we weren't up to speed in the first half, and got a goal from a set piece and then conceded late on, and I think we sort of regrouped and showed our character really coming out late in the second half and getting the two quick goals, and I think that basically secured the win then.
And you again on the score sheet got us underway with a good header and 1-0 early doors.
Yeah, I think it's something we've been working on hard last season and this season, our set pieces, and I think the goal returns from them shows. From the likes of myself, Jimmy, Stafford and Burnsy, you know, any team that look at us, we're a real threat in the air, and thankfully, obviously, with the good deliveries we have in Gaynor and Stevie Laurie for my goal, I was happy enough to get it in, and luckily it did go in.
Goal threats throughout our team, but our defenders are really chipping in with a lot of goals lately, aren't they?
It is. I think it comes down again to the work we're doing in set pieces. I think, obviously, in the strikers and Andy and Burnsy, they do their bit, and I think it's important for the defenders. Obviously, our nitty gritty is defending first, and then obviously if we can chip in with the goals after that, it's a bonus.
But it's an important win that keeps the pressure on for us at the top of the table, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's again every week we just will have to look after ourselves and get the 3 points first and foremost, and then obviously look at Crusaders after the game. But as you said, we need to look after ourselves first.
And it's a break from league action now. Massive Irish Cup game next Saturday against Institute.
Yeah, I think all Irish Cup games, no matter who they're against, are massive, and we'll be going away in Institute. And I say it won't be. I'm sure people have us down as favourites going there, but we'll say we'll work hard this week and work towards that, and hopefully we can get our names in the hat the next round.
And in the last couple of weeks, you've extended your stay with Linfield, a new 3-year contract. You must be delighted to get that out of the way at this stage.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think there was anywhere else I was thinking about when the club had offered me 3 years. I think it shows as well, offered me the 3 years, how much they want me, and hopefully now I can go and progress further with the club and win some medals.
And that's what it's all about at Linfield, isn't it? Trying to secure trophies, medals.
Of course, I think that's why any player comes to Linfield. They dominated for so long, and now we've had this period and spell where we haven't got things so easy, basically. But yeah, as I said, the next 3 years we're looking forward to maybe getting some more trophies down the Windsor Park.
Congratulations on the new contract, and congratulations on the goal, and especially the 3 points here today, Mark.
Thank you.